like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers.
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers.
We got a few leftovers here.
Yep. It's John Agordi in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Radio Network, Civic Media Radio Network. And phone lines are back open again, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to get to the cut that we had lined up for the town halls?
Yeah. This is just about all these town halls that have been going on. There's been a lot of outrage at many of them. And this really tells it all. It's what people are saying about all of these town halls. Let's take a listen. Cut 217.
I've spent the last year in treatment for breast cancer.
Oh.
We are now looking at cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and even the canceling of possible research for breast cancer because it's DEI to do research for women. I am so frightened.
No. God love you.
What is Congress going to do for us? What are you going to do for us? And what can we do?
I represent the L of the LGBTQIA community, and we are scared. Our state is stripping rights away from individuals. And please, I'm begging you to tell me how you are going to protect me as your constituent.
That's just a little bit.
Tough stuff, isn't it?
A little snippet.
Yeah.
A little taste. It's still going on. All these town halls.
I've got some input on that. Trump wrote on Truth Social about these town halls.
Mm-hmm.
Paid troublemakers are attending Republican town hall meetings. Didn't sound like a paid individual there.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's all part of the game for the Democrats. But just like our big landslide election, it's not going to work for them. Wasn't a big landslide election at all.
No.
48% of the vote. Speaker Mike Johnson said, we've seen this movie before. They're professional protesters, so why would we give them a forum to do that?
Professional
yes,
protesters.
Yes, these are professional now. Yes, we've actually got a school, and it's a course here at the UW.
Yeah,
sure. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said, people want to make their voices heard, but their congressmen are hiding in Washington and refusing to do town halls. I'm going to join Democrats across the country to show up where Republicans aren't showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's here's the one thing I did want to say earlier when we were talking about I'm mad as hell.
Yeah.
Why aren't the Democrats just screaming at the top of their lungs in the House and the Senate and just not putting up with any of this crap?
Mm-hmm.
I am so done with this.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I turn around, they're closing another office. They're laying off another 600, 1,000, 6,000 people. I can't handle it. This system can't handle this kind of loss.
Right.
And they act like, well, you know, all of these offices and all these workers, they didn't do anything. They were lazy. They weren't really qualified, and they weren't doing their work. That's the kind of job referrals they were getting. So I'm just, you know, if I were an elected official, I would be ranting. They'd be afraid to see me walk in. Seriously.
I'm sure they would. Oh. There comes that Peterson guy.
Yeah, there he comes again. I want to break into the House just like Davy Crockett did. And remember the episode where he goes to Washington? No one's going to know what I'm talking about.
No, that was a good show.
Okay. All right. Well, here's Desi Leidick. She was talking about the signal chat mess up. All right.
Yeah,
so this is 267. Play this cut. 267. Desi Leidick. Great stuff on The Daily Show.
The mainstream media is obsessed with this scandal over war plans that relate to a journalist that could have harmed U.S. troops. Well, I've been watching Fox News for 57 hours straight, and I'm ready to Fox-plain this insignificant oopsie-daisy that will never happen again. Oh, it's from my good friend Mike Waltz. We are bombing Sudan tomorrow. First of all, I don't even even know why this is national news. It's not like a trans high schooler tried to play recreational volleyball.
Did you ever try to start a group text? You're adding people and you accidentally add the wrong person. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz accidentally added a reporter to the group text.
We've all had that embarrassing moment where you add the wrong person to the group text and then you have to uninvite your cousin to the threesome. Just last week, I sent a nude to my husband and I accidentally sent it to The Atlantic's editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg.
Yeah, look, it's a mistake and we gotta move on.
Move on. Hillary Clinton mishandled her emails and you don't hear conservatives still bringing that up. It's like my good friend Mike Waltz texted me the other day. The following password can be used to access Donald Trump's personal email account. Sorry, wrong text.
Nobody was texting war plans.
What is a war plan?
Do you think these are war plans?
Oh, this, it's an outline of what is about to happen.
These weren't war plans. It was an attack outline, a strike suggestion, a roughhouse rough draft, a recipe for a tussle, nuclear noodling. These were just bullet points. Bad example. And by the way, this fake journalist slash cybersecurity expert isn't the only villain in this story.
Could have been a wee bit of a security breach, but it's not like they homebrewed a server and then bleached it or kept classified documents in their garages next to their Corvette.
How about instead of attacking Pete Hegseth for the information he did leak, we talk about the classified info that Joe Biden didn't leak? It's like my good buddy Mike Waltz always texts me. These are the names of CIA agents under deep cover in ISIS terror. You know what? Now that I think about it, the media should be covering this as one of the greatest success stories in modern political history.
It's an insight, a transparent insight into the thought process and dialogue of our national leaders.
Yes. Isn't it refreshing that we finally have an administration that's planning secret military strikes out in the open? When Barack Obama gave the go-ahead to kill Osama bin Laden, why wasn't that meeting live-streamed? The media only cares about this because it distracts from Trump's wins. The other day, I bought a dozen eggs for just $12. In the end, this unclassified, top-secret, highly sensitive, fully transparent chat was just a big nothing. It's like my dear, dear friend Mike Waltz just texted me. First strike imminent. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Friends in Quebec.
Oh, yeah.
That's Desi Leidig from The Daily Show.
That's good stuff.
That's
it really
signal
is.
Chat.
By the way, the price of eggs has gone down dramatically.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Finally.
Yes. Huh? Actually, they're about $6.50 now at for a dozen and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty good price.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
We'll go with that for a while.
I'm going to rush out and get some after the show.
Okay. Why don't
just
you
just to
do
make
that?
Sure.
Okay.
Now they'll be short again.
So. Oh, boy. Okay. Coming up, we're going to talk to Patrick McBride. He is the author of a great book called The Luckiest Boy in the World, about his time starting out as a bat boy for the Milwaukee Brewers. And, oh boy, wait till you hear the rest of the story. It's all coming up on The Maggie Dawn Show. John Peterson, Gordy Young filling in on the Civic Media Radio Network.